You think you getting away because you stole some money. Or you lied. Can I help you out this morning? Because I'm going to preach today. You lied and got on that government check. Because it looked like it was a thing to do. Now you're on it and still crying. Y'all ain't talking to me too well. But he told you, you lie and get on that government check, everything gonna be all right. Child, you won't have to work. Now not only you don't have to work, you crying and whining and begging, trying to make ends meet and don't have enough money. Didn't tell you we're gonna give you a 50 cent, and that half of that was spent before you got it. Didn't tell you that. He just told you everything. Child, you get on that and you're going to be all right. But God said, I have everything you need. When I brought you into this kingdom with me, everything you need is there. And all you need, I'm going to give you what you need to possess it, take charge of it, require it, bring it into your life. I'm giving you faith and love. Faith working by love. I'm going to pour my love into you so you won't be jealous. You won't act funny. I'm going to pour my love into you, and I'm going to give you my faith to do it with, and you can do it just like me. I call stuff into being, and when I said it, showed up. Now I'm creating you like me, so use what you need in your life. Just say, come here, money. Follow the process. Anybody in the house? And get in the scriptures, find out how you say, come here, money. Because if we say, come here, money, and some people think you just say, come here, money, and it's just like magic. You know, it's pop your finger there, it's sure. No, it's a guideline you have to follow. It's called seed time and harvest. You got to know when to sow, and you got to know when to reap. Amen. Hallelujah. Because that's the only place, that's where I stop, you will find faith. You see, God's word are filled with faith. God's words are filled with words of faith. Jesus is the living word of God. Who is? Jesus is the living word of God. So everything that God says and everything that Jesus says is filled with God himself. I'm going to say that again because that needs to be repeated again and again till we get everything that God says, everything that Jesus has said, everything he says is filled with God himself. Now, how much more personal can you get than that? Can you get any personal than that? You want God? You want to get in touch with God? Here he is. Here he is right here. Here he is. You say, can I see God? Here he is right here. I need some strength. Here he is. I need some peace. Here he is. Didn't he say, we sing that song, I'm thinking of the song, God is my strength. Strength like no other. Where you find that strength? You'll find it where he is. Where is God? In his word. It's in his word. It's God. It's God. And his word is God. So what stops us from receiving that strength? Because we believe something else. And we got to get rid of the hindrance. I'm going to talk to you today. We got to get rid of the hindrance. I know most of you know it because it's all over the news. LeBron James signed a $154 million contract with the LA Lakers for 4 years. I know you know it. And we go, woo, 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 woo. Wow. Oh boy, I like to be in his shoes. God trying to tell us something. If men could get together, oh my Jesus. If men can get together in the natural realm and create that kind of cash flow, what in the world can the Christian, the believer do if we get over in the supernatural realm? Sometime, somewhere, someplace, the saint's eye is going to have to come open. We have thought too little, talked too little, act too little, and act out of character, and we have let the world, the devil, never going to open up a door like that for you. But if we'll get over in the supernatural where God got the door open and learn how to go through those doors instead of walking around, poor me, I didn't even get out of eighth grade. Poor me, I didn't get no more than 12th grade. Poor me, you see what got you, poor me? Okay. What did Ms. Wilburn just got through saying? It's great. I would encourage every one of you to go as far as you can in the field of education. But in some of your lives, because of the setting you were in, you didn't have the opportunity. And some of you had the opportunity, you weren't smart enough to take the advantage of it. Y'all might as well talk to me because I told you, I already told you I'm going to preach. Well, you might as well talk to me. And some of you had the opportunity, you put the off. Well, I'll do it later. And you were not wise enough to realize if I put it off and wait 10 years later, still the same place. Well, I'm gonna wait till this get fixed and then I'll go. And you get 10 years down the road, it's still right there. Well, I'm going to wait 20 years down the road. It's still right there. Amen. But you know, if you sit here and say, well, you know, one day I hope I have something. I'm going to do as long as you sit there and just hope, 10 years later, you're going to be sitting right there. Amen. If you want something to change in your life, if you want to change something around you, I'm going to talk to you today. You're going to have to get up and do something. I said, and I hope you take this the way I'm giving it. I'm sure giving in love. Hallelujah. Because I proved this in my life and the Lord, and I'll still be out there if the Lord hadn't checked me. Because there's some other things I got to do.